This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Leading United States health officials are preparing Americans for the worst. 100,000 to 240,000 could die as a result of the novel coronavirus outbreak. U.S. officials stressing the death toll could be less if people everywhere continue social distancing. The director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Tuesday at the daily White House press briefing, U.S. residents must be ready. Fauci said, quote, let's all pull together and make sure as we look forward to the next 30 days, we do it with all the intensity and force that we can. The United States, Italy, and Spain remain the global hotspots with the most cases and deaths. But countries all over the world have locked down cities, regions, and even their entire nations to try to stop the virus from spreading. Vietnam is one of the latest to put in place a two-week ban on all but essential activities. The 15-day period began Wednesday with officials telling people to avoid gathering in groups of three or more. At the start of the lockdown, there were 212 confirmed cases in Vietnam and no deaths, and authorities want to keep it there. New Zealand shut down restaurants, bars, offices, and schools last week. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Wednesday it is too early to tell to what extent those measures have helped. Japan is on the brink of a state of emergency as the rate of coronavirus infections continues to increase in the country. A top government spokesman said Wednesday the government would do whatever is needed to minimize the economic impact. As of Tuesday, Tokyo recorded more than 70 new coronavirus infections. This is VOA News.